are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, people? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Yes. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. How's everybody doing today? We got the good vibes swirling in the studio. Can you feel them? Well, I sure as heck know I can. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. You've just tuned in to the Vibration Station. First things first, everybody, happy Super Bowl! That's great. Everybody's having a good Super Bowl. It is this Sunday where everybody collectively around, I don't want to say the world, you know, United States, National Football League, the NFL, right? Everybody gets together, maybe the world, I don't know. No, because it's all the teams and the national, so it's national, so that'd be United States. So, everybody in the country is getting pretty down with the FB today, with the football, right? It's awesome. Everybody gets together. Can I tell you why I love Super Bowl? Because everybody gets together and is collectively sharing the same vibe, right? For example, I went to the market earlier this morning, and when I was in the market, everybody was buying beer, chips, salsa, and everyone was in such a good mood. Everyone's just vibing so high. Everyone's just feeling so good. And I think it's because everybody knows that everybody else is hanging out and just down to have a good time. So, yeah, that's definitely one of the main reasons why I'm a huge fan of Super Bowl. Now, I'm not... I've not really followed sports too much, you know. I appreciate them. I think they're fun to watch, but I don't really, you know, indulge super, you know, very much so in knowing all the stuff. But it's more the energy that it brings that I really appreciate and that I love more than anything else. So today, we're going to be talking about... collective consciousness today. Today we're going to be talking about collective consciousness. We're going to be talking about collective intention, collective momentum, collective consciousness. So I thought it would be appropriate for Super Bowl, being that, as I just said, everybody comes together collectively. And even if you don't follow football, you know, this is the one day where you do. And even if you don't care about the teams, you know, this is the one day where, whether you like it or not, you're going to be affected by it. You are joining a collective consciousness on this day. Whether you're a diehard, you know, Seahawks fan, woo, you know, or, you know, Broncos fan or whatever, you know, if you're some whatever, if you don't even care about the teams at all, right? One way or another, you are indefinitely affected. You are a part of this collective consciousness. Now, each and every day that you wake up, you're agreeing to be a part of a collective consciousness. When you're sitting, you know, in traffic, when you're on the freeway, when you're on the surface streets, you know, you're in a collective consciousness. You're sharing a collective experience with the other people on the road, right? But today is different. Today, everybody has the exact same intent on one specific game. Everybody has the exact, not the exact same intent. People have different intentions towards the same game, but everybody has the exact kind of momentum going in that same direction, right? Everybody's thinking about hanging out today, drinking beer, having chips, football, right? That's just what people are thinking about. So what I'm going to be talking about today on the show, I just want to plant a seed in all y'all's heads, right? I want to introduce an idea to everybody. Now, as we share this collective consciousness on this beautiful day, in terms of a sport, in terms of a, you know, a sports event, a gathering, imagine if everybody, now there's thousands, man, millions, right? Millions. Think of how much, right, campaigning, marketing, advertising goes into this one day. Millions of people. And millions, if not billions of dollars, you know, go into, you know, I'm not even talking about the game itself. I'm just strictly talking about the marketing and the advertising for, you know, all of the companies that, you know, the beer companies, the chip companies, salsa, you know, you see all these commercials. So it's a movement. It's a whole wave. Everybody's on it. So what I'm saying is, imagine if there was this much momentum built up, you know, on a football game, right? So much momentum on this football game. We got millions of people tuning in today. There's, you know, a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowls, like millions of dollars just for those companies to get those few seconds, you know, of airtime. You know what I mean? So all this energy's into it. Now imagine we took all that, all these companies, the, you know, gnarly advertising dollars, gnarly marketing, all this kind of stuff. And instead of, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting down the Super Bowl at all. I think it's awesome. I love it. I think it's super fun. And I think that it's an awesome opportunity for people to come together and share a collective experience. But what I'm saying is, imagine now, okay, now we have the Super Bowl, but on another day of the year, we take this much momentum as people gather towards the Super Bowl and put it towards something that can force, because that's resistance, but can inspire and actually make a change and make a difference in the world and on the planet on a global scale. Super Bowl makes a difference on a global scale. It just does. The stock market changes when Super Bowls are out. Everything changes when Super Bowls are out. Why? Why one game? Because people love their entertainment, people are into it, and it's the damn Super Bowl. What are you going to do? So my point is, right, we keep Super Bowl, it's awesome, it's super fun, but everybody that has that exact same momentum, that exact same excitement as they do for Super Bowl, let's all get together and dedicate a National Forgiveness Day, right? I guess that would be a Day of Atonement, right? Whatever day that is for one of the Jewish holidays, they have that. Passover, I think, it's fast, right, where you fast and you don't eat to atone for your sins. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just you don't need to fast. Everybody gets together, and these markets are big on just like love and forgiveness. Just like it's like Super Bowl, like tune in, Super Bowl Sunday. Don't miss Seahawks versus Broncos. Bam, bam, paw. You know, okay, it's like that, but love. And it's like everybody comes together on Sunday. Bam, love. Bam, forgive your neighbor. Yeah, forgiveness, hardcore. Everybody, get some wine. You know, Super Bowl has beer. We get wine. Yeah. Okay, you see the momentum? You see the momentum? And the thing is, everybody would be happy. It's not about, you know, candies and rainbows and frolicking and, you know, four-leaf clovers, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about everybody having a day, just like they dedicate a day to football. Let's just have a day where we get all that same stuff together. It doesn't have to be based on religion. Nothing about religion. Football has nothing to do with religion. See, that's where we get caught up, too. Is we get caught up in the religious aspect of it. You're atoning for your sin. Oh, well, I'm not Jewish, so I don't forgive, you know, myself for my sins. Or I'm not Catholic, so I can't celebrate Christmas. I'm sorry. It's not like that at all, in the slightest. This is just simply taking appreciation, making it a collective agreement that people, a collective thing that people want to celebrate on, you know, that people agree to celebrate, and just focus on appreciation and forgiveness and happiness. Can you imagine? Just imagine you walk into every single supermarket. There's a big football blown up balloon or a big banner that says Super Bowl 483 or whatever it is. And there's a, you know, It's all there. Now imagine, and when you walk into a store, why do you think they, you know, put these things up? Why do you think they spend money to create these banners and these big football balloons? To get your attention, to make you see, to plant a seed in your head, reminding you that it's football and you need to buy tostadas and Bud Light. That's what they're reminding you. Now, let's say you walk into a store, any supermarket, right? Now we're on Dave's holiday. Now we're on Dave's Rampage holiday of appreciation, just like we're on Rampage Super Bowl today. We're on Rampage appreciation, forgiveness, it's all good, right? Love thy neighbor. Do you know what I'm saying? We're going commandment style, right? But nothing to do with the religion, not commandments because they have to do with the Bible, but commandments because they have to do with feeling good and being a good person, right? Right? That's what I'm saying. Forgive thy neighbor, right? Dude, so it's all this momentum that we can create. Can you imagine the shift in the world that we would make if the United States just came out and was like, okay, rest of the world, we are going to now officially dedicate a holiday, you know, let's say, let's do May 14th, why not, National Appreciation Day. Where everybody gets together and there's big banners everywhere about don't forget to appreciate your neighbor, and there's big blow up balloons of people shaking hands. Do you know what I mean? Yes. what I'm talking about. So here's another thing, right? The thing with the Super Bowl, which is awesome, which is super cool, is everybody gets so passionate about their team. Everybody gets so passionate about their team. I love it. I love it. Everybody's momentum is rolling, man, on the people that they want to win. That's what it's about. Oh, man. But here's the only downside, is that people get so passionate about their team that they think that their team winning is more important than their neighbor's well-being, right? I use neighbor because we're all neighbors. We're all brothers and sisters, do you know? We're all neighbors. We're all neighbors, right? Especially the dude that you're sitting next to or across from in a stadium. You know, he's your neighbor, bro. You're, you know, 50 yards away from him. Do you know what I mean? Or you're like 3 feet away from him. Or you're like 6 inches, you know? So we're all neighbors. My point is, I love the passion behind the team. I don't love the overzealous drive there is to like pummel over other people because of what a team is doing. Do you know what I'm saying? And on Dave's Day of Unconditional Love, Appreciation, and Forgiveness, there's no teams. The only teams there are is you and you. It's you forgiving yourself, and that's it. You finding redemption within yourself. Redemption song. Boom, 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 boom. Right? I think Bob Marley would really like Dave's Unconditional Love and Appreciation Forgiveness Rampage Day. Bob Marley would be all over it. He'd say, good job, Dave. Keep it up. And I'd say, thanks, Bob. Want to play some music? Hey, what if we did that? Oh, what if we did that? What if everybody got super stoked? Okay, so football, that's a sport. Not everybody likes sports, but everybody gets stoked over Super Bowl, okay? What if we did music? What if we did a music day where there's a huge concert? We could even do it at the same stadium that they have the Super Bowl in, you know, whatever, whoever the home place is, and we'll just change it up, you know? We could do that. Let's do that. Have fun. If Bob Marley was around, he would definitely play. He would definitely play. He'd sing Redemption Song a few times. That's how down he would be. We get Sublime out there. Right? Man! Right, so everybody tunes in on this one specific day. You walk into supermarkets, you walk into stores, it's all about forgiveness, grateful, feeling good today. Don't forget to raise your vibes. That's what it was about. Don't forget to buy your beer, don't forget to raise your vibes. Right? And instead of chips, it's hummus and chips, right? Instead of salsa and chips, right? No, I'm just kidding. Salsa and chips is awesome. We can keep the salsa. So you guys dig. You dig on the style. If you like, you call in. You tell. If you like, you can do 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you're just tuning in with us, I'm letting everybody know that we are officially starting a new holiday. And it is all about appreciation. What's up, guys? We just got a caller on the air. I think it is the one and only Dr. Michelle.
I like that little introduction. Thanks, Dave.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, I didn't want to spoil the really big surprise for the listeners. So I didn't let him know. I was gonna say I think Doc's gonna be calling in today, but you know what? I was gonna let the listeners find out on their own.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Doc. I appreciate it. So what's going on? Talk to me.
Well, I love your topic today, and you know, you and I talked about this morning, and
we did.
The way that you know, like paired all the excitement of Super Bowl with the, you know, mass consciousness.
Right.
And it's a good day because everybody's excited and celebrating and, you know. And I also got that you know, you're not into the fierce competitiveness sometimes.
Because, I'm not.
You know,
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of the...
Well, yeah, that's okay. You know, but the thing is that I think you made a really good point that people come together.
Right.
And they come together and they...
I love it.
They enjoy good times and... You know, it's wonderful, and I think you're right. I think it's a great day because the nation, people who are into the Super Bowl, or maybe even not, people just come together and they enjoy talking, and people are relaxed, and you know, it's a great way to do it.
Absolutely, thanks,
and,
Doc.
You know, yeah, there's so many studies on collective consciousness, as
right.
you call it.
Mm, yeah.
You know. And if you, I was just going to add this, you
Please.
Know, I was just going to add this to your show that if you look at today, you look at the internet and social media and 24-hour news, I mean, we are all getting real-time insight into the national mood.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
So, I mean, we all, even stockbrokers talk about, they call it investor mood, right?
Really?
What's the investor mood today? It's really all about collective consciousness. What are people feeling? Are they fearful? Are they? There's also a thing, of course, the historians call zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
You know, the mood of the country, the mood of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, there's... collective consciousness has been used to refer to the overall, the social atmosphere, you know, that comes from the thought and behavior of all the individual members of whatever.
Right.
It's a nation today, but it can be a community or a culture or a society like you were talking about
totally.
Earlier.
Totally.
You know, about different religions and stuff like that.
Totally.
So, you know, but if you look at stress and tension, you know, when you see wars, you see terrorism going on.
Right.
The resulting social problems, you know, you can see that everybody's scared. You've got violence and negativity and conflicts and crisis. It is, you know, when the level of stress becomes huge, it kind of turns into crime and violence and war. And so, I mean, it is a collectiveness of a consciousness of a group of people. So.
Right. Right.
You know, I love your thoughts.
Thanks, Doc.
Getting people together, trying to get people together.
That means a lot.
A day of happiness.
Yes.
I don't know if a lot of people would do that, but I love your idea of a day of happiness or a day of
Thanks.
Let's just come together and try to have a happy day.
Thanks, Doc. Well, here's kind of the layout, right? So this is I don't know, this is the way that I kind of think about this is so if we can instill, right? So Doc, the only reason why we, you know, come here every week on the show and talk the way that we talk is because number one, we love it. It's our passion. And number two,
sure.
To help people because we think that maybe the things that we've come up with or that we've heard that we can shed can influence and hopefully plant positive seeds.
Yeah.
To grow
yeah.
in whoever's listening, right?
Yeah.
So the whole point of me kind of bringing this up, it's not just you know, some guy that is just talking habble blabble on that'd be fun to have a day of happiness and joy and candy,
yeah.
even though there wouldn't be candy because that's all high fructose corn syrup. But just kidding. I'm just kidding. There could be candy, but. The reason why I'm saying this is to let people know that it's extremely possible. The reason why I'm doing this is to let people know that if we could just instill and this goes to the people that are listening right now, guys, folks that are listening right now, this is to you, right? This is so you can show other people. Right, we are all a tribe, and we are all working here to raise the collective vibration of everybody, and just make them feel better, make them understand that how they feel is the most important thing in the world. So my point, so this is for the listeners, for you to let other people know the key to life, to make them understand that the most important thing in this entire world before your bank account, before your job, before your attachments, before the things that, you know, whatever. The most important thing is how you feel. Before anything else is your state of being. It is how you feel. It depicts everything. It depicts the difference between life and death, good and bad, up and down in your eyes, right? That how you feel is everything. So if we could get people, right, if we can get the collective consciousness to understand and hop on the bandwagon of seeing that how you feel is the most important thing, then if everybody understands that how you feel is the most important thing, everybody would be so inclined to dedicate a day to simply tuning your vibration. Everybody, yes. If everybody understood the importance of feeling good, if everybody understood the power of how they felt and the effect of how their feelings are a direct parallel match to what they're experiencing, right? If people understood that, then they would be so unhesitantly inclined to have a day that is deliberately focused on feeling good, because then everybody would understand that they're it's a day of healing. It's a day of pure goodness. And then everybody, I feel like, would be so inclined to start a day that is so based on feeling good. It, my point is, if everybody can start a day, you know, and start momentum on, you know, dedicating a full day to a game on television, and everybody gets so hyped about it and spends so much money and gets so excited, then we can do the exact same thing for our well-being. What if we just get excited over our state of mind? We don't need a game. You know, the game is the human experience, and the day is now. Do you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
So it's all about getting people, though, to understand that the way that they feel is so freaking important. Because
right. If
people don't put the way they feel on the pedestal, if people don't make the way they feel the most important thing, then nobody does want to celebrate a day of feeling good. Because there's more important things. Why would I want to feel good when I can be making money? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's, you know, and why do I,
hey,
you know.
You can make money and feel good at the same time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just, I'm being the devil's advocate for, you know, folks out there that don't really see that vibe yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm talking about, Doc. And I appreciate the call. I appreciate the good momentum. I just think that, you know, imagine that. Just imagine that. It has nothing to do with religion. Doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist. Doesn't matter. Doesn't spiritual.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you are. Just taking a day and focusing on, you know, everything that you're blessed with. And
right.
But then check this out. Go on.
You heard about that stuff, right? There was that consciousness of positive thinking.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. You just cut out for a moment.
There was a study done on mass consciousness.
A study
and
done.
It helped reduce crime.
Yes. Washington, D.C. Please.
Yes. There was a guy... there was a study, I can't remember, but Dr. Hagelin, he's into all these studies of, you know, mass consciousness changing actually the field, the fundamental field of physics.
Yes.
You know? So he's into what changed things in our society. And they brought in, hundreds of people who practiced transcendental meditation on one day to Washington, D.C.
Right.
And they had a huge group meditation to change the social climate. And I don't know quite what they meditated on, but it was peace, I think, was the main thing.
I'm so fond of this study. I love this, Doc. I believe it was to reduce crime by 70%.
Yes. Well, what happened was it was in 1993. It wasn't that large. but it reduced crime by
30%.
30%.
Yes.
Washington, D.C.
70
yeah.
was the 70 was the I'm sorry. Yes, it was to reduce crime by 30%. That was the and the head chief of police, right? Go on, please.
Yeah. No, but they had another study. They did one of these focused meditation groups on the Lebanon War, and they showed huge reductions in open warfare.
Wow.
And, you know, all these results have been confirmed.
Right.
If you look in these scientific journals and stuff like that. So
right.
what happens if you're using some kind of meditation, or transcendental is what they use, supposedly they say that the brain is highly coherent, and the brain functioning spills into society. So it's kind of like, it's physics, you know, the unified
yes.
field is a field at all levels of consciousness.
Yes.
So when there's a unity, you know, in the individual, and it's in, everyone else is feeling it in a group, this is the field effect of consciousness,
that's and
what they call it.
And so that's so
there
powerful.
There really is something. It really is, and it's not hocus pocus. I mean, there really are scientific studies
right.
that have, you know, noted these changes in society through really a large group of people who are well practiced
right.
in meditation and right. focus on one thing, which is usually peace or whatever they want to do to make society better.
Yes.
You know.
That is beautiful. Are you, I'm sorry, Doc, go on.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to share.
That's
really,
that's that. Absolutely amazing. That's absolutely
yeah.
amazing. I wanted to touch on two points real quick. With that first study that we were talking about, the captain of the police enforcement in Washington, before that study was conducted, he said, it's not going to work. The captain said he like went on record, and you know I read that you know he was saying this isn't going to work. These people can try all they want, you know, closing their eyes and you know oming for a day isn't going to reduce crime, you know. And
well, sure, because he's seeing crime every day, he's hearing the reports, he's seeing and experiencing negativity.
Exactly.
You know, so that's all his experience is. So it's
exactly.
natural that
exactly.
you know, yeah.
No, exactly.
Would say, you know, this is not going to work. This is hocus pocus, but we'll give it a try. You know,
right.
give it a shot.
Right. right. And it worked. And he then came on and he was really blown away. He said, I absolutely said, you know, before, you know, we started this, he said, I didn't think this was going to work at all, you know, and it did, and
exactly.
it worked. Doc, there's one more thing that I wanted to do, talk to you about real quick. Are you familiar with the author Lynn McTaggart?
Oh yes, yeah. She's wonderful. I love her stuff.
Yeah, Lynn McTaggart is.
She was
awesome.
In What the Bleep Do We Know? I remember seeing her on that as well.
Yes,
in
yes,
that movie.
Absolutely,
yeah, she's cool.
Absolutely,
yeah.
yes, yes. Very cool. She has this book called The Intention Experiment. The Intention Experiment,
yeah.
Basically, it's called The Intention Experiment, proving or using the power of thought to, it's kind of like a long title. It's The Intention Experiment, using the power of thought to manipulate, like basically using thought to move physical. So using thought to manipulate molecular structure, physical molecular structure, right? In the book, she has
exactly.
she has these two. Okay, so basically, there's a bunch of fruit flies. You're familiar with a fruit fly? It's like this big fly.
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting. And
right.
they have 15,000 fruit flies. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
They've split these 15,000 fruit flies in half. So 7,500 fruit flies. In one cage and 7,500 fruit flies in another cage, right? Well, in each of these cages, there is a black box. Contained in this black box is a quartz crystal. Prior to prior to setting the black boxes in the cages with the 7,500 fruit flies, there was a group of powerful meditators, powerful focused, intenders. And they were yogis, a few yogis. And they focused on longevity for the fruit fly. They focused on the crystal. They put the crystal in the center of the room. They talked about how they did it. They put the crystal in the center of the room. And then they all, had a written, they all wrote like a focused intention. So they all had this thing written and they focused on those exact words all at the same time. And all directed their thought intention to the quartz crystal in the middle of the room. Right now, flash forward to the beginning of the story. One quartz is in one of those boxes with the 7,500 fruit flies, right? The lifespan of a fruit fly is about 1 week. The average lifespan of a fruit fly is about 1 week. A week goes by, one of the cages, almost every single one of the fruit flies is dead in one of the cages. In the other cage, almost every single one of the fruit flies is alive. One more week goes by.
Interesting.
The first cage, every single fruit fly was dead. The second cage, almost every single fruit fly was still alive and well. The crystal was placed in the cage with the surviving fruit flies. I guess scientists then did studies on each of the fruit flies and found that there was a significant difference in, it was like pH balance or something in each of the flies. There was this gnarly significant difference. And basically, exactly what they had intended on for the crystal, it had worked. The energy of health and vitality and life and focused intention was emitting from that crystal for those fruit flies. And this is a documented scientific experiment. This is not just, some lady doing something. So yes, focused intention indeed alters molecular structure, let it be on a subatomic level or a mass consciousness level.
Sorry
for that rant, Doc. I apologize.
Oh no! I think you're good heavens. No! I'm just agreeing with what you're saying. I mean, there really are so many studies that have been done on this subject, and I don't I think a lot of people do just kind of discount it because it's not popular. It's not.
So how do we get it popular? How do we get people to understand the power that lies within this understanding and then start to apply it? Can you imagine, Doc, if our, imagine the kind of focused intention that, a day like Super Bowl, take all that energy and focus it to healing on the earth and healing for oneself. And do you know how many people would cure cancer in a damn day if the entire, United States got together and decided to focus on healing?
Boy, I hear you.
I mean, there wouldn't be, you wouldn't hear it. You wouldn't hear of cancer. Yeah. You wouldn't hear of, disease. It wouldn't be a factor in society. The vibration wouldn't be offered. It would be people, because if we just had one day where everybody understood the power of their focused intention, then one day is all it would take, because after that one day, people would get stoked on understanding their infinite power and they would be focusing intention every single day of their lives, every moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This understanding is the understanding that our collective society needs to shift into to really make the difference between where we are now and where we're going to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, this is the type of thinking that, and I'm not saying me, I'm not saying I'm the one that's thinking this. I'm saying there's a bunch of people that are thinking the way that we are, and, everybody, we just need to hop on board. Everybody just needs to hop on board, and we just need to come together, decide to actually make a change. You know, there's been tests done. There's been studies done. We don't need any more proof. You know, at first we need proof because we're humans and we say we don't believe it until we see it. Well, now there's proof. Read a few of these books. Read a few studies about intention. There's it's not a question of if, it's a question of how powerful can we be. Do you know? It's a question of, like, what can we get done? And I'm sorry for ranting. I'm just so uncontainably passionate about this. I feel like this is why I'm here, do you know? And I feel like this is why we are all here, is to apply this. And it's just about feeling good. That's all it's about. Feeling better. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah. Doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what you practice. It's about feeling better. Feeling good.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, Dave, thanks so much for having me on your show today. I sure appreciate it. It's been, as always, a pleasure talking to you. And I always love the positive things and ideas that you spread to help other people, too. You know that. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you, Doc. That's very kind of you. I really, really appreciate you calling in on the show today and spreading your good vibes. Thank you for being firsthand for Dave's rant.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. I hope
have a great day.
I hope I didn't rant your ear off, Doc.
All right.
You're like, all right, Doc. I love you.
I didn't quite hear what you said.
Oh, I said I hope I didn't rant your ear off.
Oh no. Good heavens, no. It was great.
Beautiful.
You're just spreading the positive word.
Okay. Spreading the good vibes. Thanks, Doc. Always unconditional love from my heart to yours. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Thanks.
Woo! So, all right, folks. We know what's going on. Man, oh, man. So, you all feel that, right? We're all vibing to each other. We're all feeling this. We are all so much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. That's all I'm saying. This is math. Chances are good. Check it out.
Dressed a hill and every night is Friday night. Where you wanna go from here? I heard they got fresh air over there. I got the Pendleton, you got the Pierre. Let's make some magic with ourselves, where the superpowers combine and the alignment of our bodies and minds. We could travel throughout space and time and pay homage to all the gods, all the great lovers of the universe. Knowledge, wisdom, Papa, some Mother Earth. Understanding with the freedom comes power to keep the equilibrium with Creator. Shivaya, being born in the circle. Almighty Kuka, three quarters water. For all his offspring to spin through these ciphers to give life and to know thy numbers. Papa's got a brand new bag. Loves his gift for gab. She's got ears for everything he says, cause knowledge reigns on her supreme. Understands the words he said, gives information to their arms and legs, so they can walk from where the water ends and drink directly from the source. Only one power in the universe, but it takes two opposites to tango. Put the blanket right here, let's have some water. Pour a little on the earth as an offering. And in my bag I got the Merlins and Frankies, the charcoal, seashell, the copper, and flint piece. And mama being what she is, she brings the first thing. Spark it up and get some eye latching only. All the great levels of the universe. Knowledge, wisdom, pumping some other earth. Understanding with the freedom comes power to keep the equilibrium with Creator. Shivaya, being born in this circle. Almighty cooking three quarters water. For all his offspring to spin through these ciphers to give life and to know thy numbers. Papa got this bag as a gift. An elder brother lost city stitch. For all the sacred ingredients, for the seeds and the dreams of our cultivations. Check out the blanket, so synchronistic. The buff constellation looks just like this. Divine mathematics all in alignment. And mama's so fine with the fine refinements. So there's a final line betwixt these elements. Fire heats the water without extinguishing. The two becomes the one and the one becomes the third thing. boy's freedom. It needs lots of nurturing from a Mother Earth of 10,000 mysteries. From a power's wisdom, it keeps balancing. Infinite steam from one drop of liquid. Cause Papa keeps his heat at perfect temperance.
Yeah. Thank you. Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Feeling bright. Feeling good. Feeling bright. So, this is a good one too. I almost want to keep it playing. Well, you see, guys, you can do anything that you put your mind to. All I wish to do and pursue is to show you from my firsthand experiences that you truly can be and do anything you wish. You just need to line up with it first, and it'll happen. If this universe has the wherewithal to plant a desire in your head, this universe has the ability to deliver it to you in a full-fledged manifestation. There's no reason why you can think something and not experience it. There's no reason. Even things that may seem out of this world, right? We are just so used to this same wavelength of thinking. It's from the generations that have been, you know, passed down. And it's from the way that we look at society. Money, monetary system, that's how things work, off of money. And nobody's ever going to get anything done if you don't get out of bed and, you know, put the hammer to the nail. You know what I mean? And I understand that. And though we can move some things around in the physical, action without thought is mediocre at best. And action, when you line up with thought, is unstoppable. When you believe in yourself to do something or summon an energy or conjure something, you know, that is the energy that you become. You are a conduit for energy. You can do and create and feel anything, any way that you want to, right? So all I'm saying to you is, number one, have a great day. So fun. Enjoy the collective energy that everybody is putting out today. Be a part of it. Soak it up. And be the light, right? In that collective energy, try your best to deliberately shine brighter than you usually do, right? Just feel better. That's all it's about. Shining brighter is just feeling better. So, we have the ability to do anything we want. Always remind yourselves of that. Never, ever, ever forget that, right? That's just why we're here. We're just trying to remind you that you really can do anything. And that's why we need to come together and have a super fun day. We should have, Super Bowl. We could have a Super Bowl. We could even call it Super Bowl. We could call it Super Bowl Sunday. No, we can call it Super Bowl Fun Day. That's what we're going to call it. Super Bowl. You have Super Bowl Sunday. That's your football. And then you have Super Bowl Fun Day. And that's Davey's unconditional love, appreciation, forgiveness day. It's just forgive yourself. It's all good. We all make mistakes. And then look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, you're a really bad person. But then after that, we just create that bad energy and just forgive yourself, and then just love your neighbor, forgive him too, you know, just like you do things that you beat yourself up on, you know, he does things too, forgive him, and just, that's it, man. That's it. It's so simple. Sending you my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. I'm your host, Davy Crockett, and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We love you guys. Always know that you have our blessing, and you are infinite, gold, white, pure, happy, good energy. Love you guys. See you next Sunday.
We got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at Long's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.